Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm calling upon you right now. I'm praying for your supernatural intervention. Holy Spirit, guide me as I read, guide me as I speak. Help us to hear what you want us to hear. Help us to see what you want us to see. Help us to move how you want us to move. Help us to search the scriptures daily in the name of Jesus. Guide me as I speak over these beats. Redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus. Nothing can stop the glory of God. To my Father belong the kingdom, the power, and the glory, riches, honor, majesty, might, forever and ever. It says, in Christ, and in the church. Amen, Holy Spirit. Father, thank you for this day in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for the opportunity right now to bring glory to your name over these beats. Holy Spirit, let them know, show them the fact that God is in control. My Father is in control, and that all things are working together for good, for his name's sake. Yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because my shepherd, the Lord is my shepherd. Amen. Let's read it. I should have that memorized, because it's only a few verses, and you just reminded me. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for reminding me that I need to grow and understand the fact that the Lord is my shepherd. My chief shepherd was led as a sheep to the slaughter for all his creation. Amen. Thank you, Father. Came the military, sent legions of angels out to protect everyone listening, past, present, or future, because there's no distance in the spirit. Trust the works of the enemy coming against us and your children and anyone else that devils attempting to bleed dry through sacrifice. The life is in the blood. We overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. It is written. Hold up, wait a minute. Let me put some scripture in it. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of my Father, my Abba, my Papa. His legal document is the Bible. It's his love letter. It's ever been speaking or commanded to not let it depart from our mouth, to meditate on it day and night. There's more. Read Joshua chapter 1. Verse 8 is that specific. That command to meditate. Precepts. It's his will for us. Amen. Someone come and do it. This is how they do the world. My God is fantastic. Amigo, amigo. Read the book of Nacho, chapter 3, verses. Verses 16 and 17. Thank you, Jesus. That's my. Thank you for the joy you bring. Thank you that I. For the peace I have to give you. In the name of Jesus. My God is greater, my God is stronger, my God is higher than any other. For he is the Lamb who was slain. Just for us to be made right in the Father's sight legally. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Fellow heathens, in the name of Jesus, come with me boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace for help in time of need. In this time of need, pray, pause and calmly think of it, since you can render sacred service to everything else. This is the day gifted, and Jesus is the present. All things were made by him and by him everything lives and moves and has to be. And Holy Spirit, interpret the scriptures. Oh, yes, I am the righteous. Yes, of God in Christ Jesus. My Father forgave me. My Father forgave me. Because of what his Son did, I will never be alone. Yes, I praise my God. Nothing can stop the glory of God, fellow heathens. In the name of Jesus, come with me boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help in time in this time of need. Pause and calmly think of this. Since you can render service to everything else, this is the day gifted, and Jesus is the present. All things were made by him and by him everything.
in.
Holy Spirit, interpret the scriptures, reveal Jesus. Of our faith, the Alpha and Omega Bible book. Let's take a look at what Jesus said to the disciples on the road to Emmaus. Death is defeated. Holy Spirit, help me. If it's solid, I even record the King is alive. Amen. Holy Spirit, help me. If it's solid, as I read and record the King is alive. It's all Jesus you came for. After the crucifixion, two disciples were walking on the road to Emmaus, conversing with one another, considering all these things which have converged one upon another. Ooh, Jesus drew near and was walking with them, but their eyes were being restrained from recognizing him. And he said, "What are these words which you are?" Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, let's start that over. Okay. Luke 24, read it. Context. After the crucifixion, two disciples were walking on the road to Emmaus, conversing with one another concerning all the things which had converged one upon another. Jesus was walking with them, but their eyes were restrained from recognizing him. These words you are tossing to and fro one another in this animated heated conversation as you are walking. And they came to a standstill, gloomy countenance, and answering from their own perspectives, questioned Jesus. Read Luke 24. They questioned the Father's will, just like back in the beginning. Ooh, twisting the scriptures, frustrating the grace of God. Jesus said, and slow of heart to be believing in all the things which the prophets spoke. Was it not necessary in the nature of the case for the Christ to suffer these things and to enter his glory? And beginning from all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures all things concerning himself. Hold up, wait a minute, let me put some scripture in it. Much shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. Old Testament, New Testament, Jesus Christ concealed, Jesus Christ revealed. Man, my God is greater, my God is stronger, my God is higher than any other. My God is greater. Lord, I thank you for loving me, loving us so much. Come on, praise him in the name of Jesus. We hear the Holy Spirit speaking. It's not by faith, nor by might, but by my Spirit, says the Father. I'm asking, I'm seeking, I'm knocking, I'm praying for kingdom knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. Same with your righteousness. It's all Jesus, the battle is the Lord's. Our armor, the belt of two breastplate of righteousness, helmet of salvation, gospel of peace that covers all the emotions of faith, and the sword of the Spirit. Can someone come into agreement? Is that a negative? Okay. Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, help me to make the necessary changes in my life to permit the wise people. You took the remainder of my time here each day to find my purpose and use my potential to accomplish it. Strengthen me to consciously refuse to allow procrastination, discouragement, bitterness, anger, frustration, and any other enemies of my potential to induce me to waste even one day. Because every decision we make adds a sentence to our life. Story, stabilize your hearts. Because the coming of the Lord has drawn near and is imminent. Stop complaining about one another in order that you may not be judged. Consider this. The judge has taken his stand before the doors. Turbulent manifestation of the kingdom of Satan in every work of his evil and immoral agents who possess power and knowledge beyond our own, but are neither omnipotent nor omniscient nor omnipresent. Some resolve to exhibit their powers in public to ruin those seeking to surrender their bodies from temples to tombs where demons extract life, consuming the soul. Thank you, demons. People surrender their bodies and they become tombs for demons that extract life, consuming the soul with counter actions to impair the purity of the word. Fault rests with the fallen and corrupt nature of man, which so often that he cannot clearly discern the truth even when it's set before his eyes. Kingdom military, Father, in the name of Jesus and legions of angels out to protect your children and the seed of the kingdom. Crush the works of the enemy coming against me and anyone the devil's attempting to bleed dry by sacrifice. Kingdom provision, death is defeated. Royal position, the king is alive. Overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. The life is in the blood. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it will eat the fruits thereof. Matthew 12:37. But Jesus says, but I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account of it thereof in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Be not deceived by yourself, especially. Be not deceived by someone you love. Be not deceived. By devils or demons, be not deceived. By an angel that comes to infiltrate and twist the scriptures, be not deceived. By religious deeds or evil, be not deceived. By your fast-talking credentials or an individual, be not deceived. Suck at this game by anyone perverting the word, be not deceived. What can the clay say to the potter? Be not deceived. Who told you were naked? Be not deceived. The devil is a liar. The Father says, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear him, be not deceived. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. He was just guilty for all. Cursed and condemned. Who to perish went to hell and snatched the keys of hell and death from the devil, from the accuser. Our advocate pleads our cause. Death is defeated for this purpose. The Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. To tower style, paid in full, it is finished. Mission accomplished. Reads Isaiah 55:11 and Hebrews 4:12. Hold up, wait a minute. Let me put some scripture in it. It is written, you shall render sacred service to the Lord your God, and to whom you shall worship the Lord your God, and to him only shall you render sacred service. The purpose, you were worth the purpose. He didn't have to create this physical realm. He didn't have to give us evidence of its presence. Turbulent conflicts. Turbulent conflicts of character found in this vessel. My Father is the potter. I am the clay. He is my Father. My Father is the potter. I am the clay. He is my potter. I am the work of his almighty hands that crush me daily over and over. Molded and purged my God. My light to my path. Jesus is the way back into his presence. My original face. Jesus is the truth. I am a child of God. Jesus is the life. No one comes to the Father but by him. The Father's grace is sufficient for me, cause his strength is made perfect in my weakness. An endless account to draw out of the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all will be added. The Father provides for his kingdom, his children. He supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Redeemer, forgive by ransom, procured by ransom. We are the precious purchase made in his image and likeness. Filled up with treasures of heaven, poured by taking up our cross daily, crushed by the Father's loving embrace, purged in the burning fire, every furnace remolded. Be confident in him, because he began a good work and he will bring it to a successful conclusion. Right up to the day of Christ Jesus, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment, we shall condemn. This is our heritage, this is our inheritance, and our righteousness is from him, proving the devil wrong by the operative energy of the Holy Spirit that makes us temples, cleansed by the regenerating power of the word. We are defiled daily. Nothing but the blood of Jesus washes our sins away. Nothing but the blood of Jesus, present and past, present and future. All my sins are washed away. Nothing but the blood of Jesus regenerates. Makes me right in my Father's sight. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. My God is faithful. Nothing but the blood of Jesus shed for me, you, her, or him. Nothing but the blood of Jesus provided for us to be washed and cleansed, made blameless and shameless. But without spot or wrinkle or deceit before the Father's penetrating gates, because nothing is hidden, all things are exposed and naked. In the name of Jesus, thank you, my faithful and just Father, cleanse, that you cleanse your children from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9, confess, Romans 5:17, receive the gift, John 3:16 and 17, and reign. Kingdom of the seven gifts defeated, the king is alive, royal provision, the king is alive. Remember that unmerited position, death is defeated. Unmerited position, raised together with Jesus, defeated with him. Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, help us to manage the abundant, magnificent life inherited by faith. It's all Jesus, salvation by grace through faith. And it's not of ourselves, it is a gift, lest any man should boast. And if you do any boasting, it should be in the fact that you know the one and only true God in Jesus Christ, whom he has sent, and that he is, truly know him. Know him, John 17:3, that our Father exercises loving kindness, mercy, and judgment in the earth, and in these things is his pleasure. He loves to bless us and shower us. Father, open in the name of Jesus. I bind and forbid the kingdom of darkness any power right now over your seed, over your children. All chains are broken, all doors are closed. Satan has bound, but Jesus set us free from the world of flesh and death and the devil, the snare of the fowler, the trial of the hunter, the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the sons of disobedience. All powers of darkness, and he translated us into the kingdom. And then, undeserved favor, blessed with every spiritual blessing, undeserved forgiveness, unearned favor. Okay, it goes, unearned favor, blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, unmerited authority, undeserved forgiveness. It's all Jesus. To my Father belong the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you that your grace is sufficient for me, and that your strength is made perfect in my weakness. I thank you that Jesus is sufficient for me, and that your strength is made perfect in my weakness. Jesus, the chief shepherd that was led as a sheep to the slaughter, the way, the truth, and the life, no one comes to the Father but by him, the Lamb of God, our Passover, the bread from heaven, the chief foundation, our rock, our gift from the Father, unearned free favor, unmerited authority, and undeserved forgiveness. To me, this grace was given, O wretched man that I am, mentally, physically, spiritually inadequate, helpless, wicked, condemned, and weary, too exhausted because of the load of burdens I carry, and it keeps growing. Now I'm yoked with Jesus, granted newness and spirit, vitality by the operative energy of the Holy Spirit, who gives the ability, not by strength, nor by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord, 2 Peter 4:6. That's the character of my Father, his attributes, his mercies are new every morning, and they endure forever, fresh, vital, alive, and always available. These are the things you need to know. The rules and regulations, commands, laws, precepts, principles, the Father's will, not options. Precious promises of the multifaceted aspects of the given rights acquired, Christ edified, and it shines forth. Holy Spirit, help us notice from every shift of perspective, a different facet. Interpret the scriptures, review Jesus, show us a different color, a different lighting, a different insight into the wonders of the beloved. It's all Jesus, our deliverer from the penalty, power, presence, and pleasure of sin, temporary in essence, the powers of darkness, the snare of the fowler, the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the sons of disobedience. Translated us into the kingdom of heaven, salvation by grace and full assurance in the heart, not of ourselves or anything we've done. It is the gift of God, lest any man should boast. Jeremiah 9:24, relationship, John 17:3, know that you're making now. The Father's sufficiency, the strength. that the turbulent conflicts of character found in this vessel. My father is the potter. I am the clay. He is my father. I am the work of his almighty hand that crushed me daily over and over. Molded and purged, my God is a consuming fire. His works are light to my feet and a light to my path. Jesus is the way back in his presence. My original state, Jesus is the king. I am a child of God. Jesus is the light. No one comes to the Father but by him. No one comes to the Father but by Jesus. The Father's grace. He is the Father's grace that's sufficient for me, cause his strength is made perfect in my weakness. An endless account to draw out of. Seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all will be added. The Father provides for his kingdom. The Father provides for his children. He supplies all our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Redeemer, pursued by ransom, we are the precious purchase made in his image and likeness, filled up with treasures of heaven poured out by taking us on cross daily, crushed by the Father's loving embrace. Embrace, purged in the burning fire, we furnish the moment. We will be confident in him, because he who began a good work in you will bring it to a successful conclusion. Right up to the day of Christ Jesus, death is now present. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, and no victory that rises against us in judgment shall we condemn. We shall condemn. This is our heritage. This is our inheritance, and our righteousness is from him, providing the proving the devil wrong by the operative energy of the Holy Spirit that makes us cleansed by the regenerating power of the word. We are defiled daily. Nothing but the blood of Jesus washes sins away, past, present, and future, by the faithful and just Father, cleansing his children from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. Read it. Confess Romans 5:17, receive the gift, John 3:16 and 17, and reign, rest, eternally, intimately, graciously nourished. Kingdom military, death is defeated, royal provision, the king is alive, a merited position, raised together with Jesus and seated with him in the hope, in the heavenly places, the Holy Spirit. Jesus, help us to manage this, the abundant, magnificent life inherited by faith. It's all Jesus, salvation by grace, faith, debt cost, unearned, free, undeserved, free, unearned, free, saved, blessed with the death, every spiritual blessing, faith, undeserved forgiveness. God, the Father forgave us for the Son's sake. Amen. Okay, Lord. Yes, Father, I'm free. I will never be alone. Yes, I praise my God, I'm free. Thank the Lord, I'm free. I'm on the chains holding me. My soul is resting in such a blessing. Yes, I praise my God, I will never be alone. Yes, I praise my God, I thank the Lord, I'm free. From darkness to light, From darkness to light, from death to life, from rotten to fresh, from less than the least to abundant, from corruption to order, from defeated loser to conquering king, it's all Jesus. Hallelujah. Highest praise. Woo. My God is greater, my God is stronger, my God is higher than any other. Yes, I praise my God who loved me, who loves me and always. Man welcomes me with open arms into his eternal loving embrace and correction, letting his children know, reminding us that we better listen. Linda, I'm tired of arguing with you. We're tripping. Amen. All right, thank you, Father, for bringing me back to my original state of grace. It's all Jesus. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, faith is the substance. Full assurance in the heart is the substance of things joyfully expected. Hope for, the evidence of things not seen. Holy Spirit, help me walk by faith and not by sight. I plead with shameless persistence. Counsel me, I need your help. Set my mind in line with the word of God, bringing it and bringing everything. Help me to bring every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Cause thoughts left don't check, lead to simple deeds. Destruction, the peace, corruption, the reap, rotten fruit of the harvest deeds. Harvest deeds. Thank you, Lord, for the day. Let's start that over. Thank you, man. My God is greater. My God is stronger. My God is higher than any other. My King fought for me, leaving the kingdom of heaven. He left eternity and entered this physical dimension, the property defined as time. So he could be set free. Man, I so love the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in Jesus shall not perish, but have what? Eternal life. And that's it, it's hard for us to even begin. We can't even process it. Lord, thank you. To me, who was less than the least of all, was this grace given to this wretched man that's delivered from this body of death by itself, Jesus. For now, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, the head of the church. Thank you, Father, for bringing me back to my original state of grace. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Holy Spirit, flow, let her know that full assurance in the heart is the substance of things joyfully expected, hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Holy Spirit, help me walk by faith and not by sight. Help me walk by faith and not by sight. I plead with shameless persistence. Counsel me, I need your help. Help me to set my mind in line with the word of God and bring every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Cause thoughts left unchecked lead to sinful deeds. Disruption, the peace, corruption, the reap, rotten fruit of the harvested seed sown from the zombie farmer. Break the hallelujah for the overwhelming, never ending, reckless love of my daddy, who gladly receives me with open arms. You could say I'm 100 cause he left the 99 just for me, who is less than the least of all. Abundant grace was given that I should preach the unsearchable riches of Christ. Lord, thank you for the evidence. Thank you for invading the earth in order to crush the works of the devil. My God is faithful, fulfilling his word which he has spoken. Essential purpose of the Spirit. Help me carry my cross. Teach me about Jesus. Extract the maximum benefit from my burdens. Deserve the faith. False fig leaves of peace of the attempt to cover work. Show me a word. Still won't return to your void, cause my Jesus is living and powerful and sharper than any double-edged weapon, piercing to the division of body, soul, and spirit. Repent or perish. Amen. Jesus, thank you for your body that was broken and your blood that was shed by faith today. I break this bread and I jump in the toaster. My Father's presence. My God is greater. My God is stronger. My God is higher than any other. The Lord is our sufficiency. Amen. Hello, governor. Help me to speak the word, Father. Thank you in the name of Jesus. We have to do the daddy's, my daddy's attributes, because my bless my Father. Bless the Father of my Lord Jesus Christ, who conferred, who blessed me with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Even as he selected me out for himself before the foundation of the universe was laid in him before the foundation. Sorry. Okay, Father, thank you. Okay. Church. Holy Spirit, flow. Church. Give us ears to hear what you're saying. Bless my God and my Father of my Lord Jesus Christ. May he be eulogized, bless him, praise him, worship him. Break your knees, bow down to the ground, face down. It is written, every knee shall bow, of those in heaven, those on earth, and those under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. He's our chief foundation, the chief shepherd, who's led us, the chief of the slaughter. My sins are washed away. I've been redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus, my King. Holy Spirit, help me. I'm pleading with shameless persistence. Help me manage this magnificent abundance. Inheritance we've been made to partake of. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Search me, O God, and know my heart, and see if there be any wicked way in me, know my thoughts. Search me, O God, and know my heart, try me, and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. But of course there's wicked ways, and yet he says, that's why I crush you, that's why you take up your cross. This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased, not you. It's all Jesus. The battle is the Lord's. The Father's grace is sufficient for us, because his strength is made perfect in our weakness. Bless the Father. Bless our Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the one who conferred benefactions upon us. Bless us in the spirit of every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in him, before the foundations of the universe were laid, to be holy ones and without blemish before his searching, penetrating gaze. In love, having previously marked us out to be placed as adult sons, mature children in Christ, through the intermediate agency of Jesus Christ for himself, according to that which seemed good in his heart's desire, resulting in praise of the glory of his grace. Look, praise of the glory of his son Jesus, amen, of the son of Jesus Christ, which he freely bestowed upon us and the beloved. That's all dektos, in whom we are having our, thank you Father, that we have our redemption, the forgiveness of sins through his blood, the putting away of our sins, our trespasses, according to the wealth of your glory, of your grace, which you caused to superabound to us in the sphere of every wisdom and understanding, having made known to us the mystery of your will according to that which seemed good to you. Thank you, Father, for the good thing you proposed in yourself with respect to an administration of the completion of the ethics of time, to bring back again to their original state all things in the Christ, the things in the heavens and the things on the earth in him, in whom also we were made an inheritance, having been previously marked out according to the purpose of the one who operates all things according to the counsel of his will, with a view to our being to the praise of his glory, whom also as for you have heard the word of the truth, the good news of your salvation, in whom also having believed, we were sealed with the spirit of the promise, the Holy Spirit, who is the token payment of our inheritance, guaranteeing the full payment of all, looking forward to the redemption of the possession which is being preserved with a view to the praise of his glory. Hallelujah. Can we raise a hallelujah for the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of the Father, who is intimately acquainted with all, with who we are. The hairs on our head are numbered. He loves us so much. He loves you that he can't take his eyes off you. He loves you so much that he can't take his eyes off you. Right now, Holy Spirit, rain down torrents of heaven. Father, open. Rain down the torrents of heaven. Holy Spirit, baptize us in your presence. Rain down your fire on you. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father, for doing super abundantly, far over and above all that I dare ask or think, infinitely beyond my highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, and dreams, according to the Holy Spirit's power at work in me. And that same power was at work in Jesus when he lived, casting out demons, healing the sick, cleansing the lepers, raising the dead, feeding more than 5,000. And when he was crucified, there was only one time, thank you Jesus, that he had to be, he had to forfeit the fellowship of the, man, thank you Jesus, thank you Jesus for forfeiting the fellowship of the Father, perishing just so we could be brought back to our original state of grace in the Father's presence, essential purpose for the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy, for this purpose the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. Jesus, man, Jesus, thank you. Father, give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the sphere of a full knowledge of you. Please, give us discernment. Help us to grow up. Enlighten the eyes of our understanding with a view to our knowing what is the hope of your calling and what is the worth of the glory of your inheritance in us, the saints, and what is the superabounding greatness to your inherent power to us who are believing ones as measured by the operative energy of the manifested strength of your might, which might was operative in the Christ when he was raised from among the dead, and you seated him, and you seated Jesus at your right hand in the heavenly places, over and above every government and authority and power and lordship and every name that is constantly being named, not only in this age, but also in the one about to come. And all things you put in subjection under Jesus' feet, and you gave Jesus as head over all things to the church, which is of such a nature as to be his body, the fullness of the one who constantly is filling all things with all things. My Father in the name, thank you for being wealthy in the sphere of mercy because of your great love with which you loved us, and being dead with respect to our trespasses, our sins. Thank you for he made us alive together with the Christ. By grace we have been saved completely in past time, with the present result that you are in a state of salvation which persists through present time. And he raised us with him and seated us with Jesus in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Ooh. In order that he might exhibit for his own glory in the ages that will pile themselves one upon another in continual succession the surpassing wealth of his grace in kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For by the grace you have been saved in time past completely through faith, with the result that your salvation persists in present time. And this salvation is not from you as a source of God, it is the gift, not from a source of works in order that no one might boast. For we are his handiwork, created in Christ Jesus with a view to good works with which God prepared beforehand in order that within their sphere we may order our behavior. Whoa, thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Ooh. Love you, Lord. I thank you for loving us. Thank you for blessing us. Bow your knees. Break your knees. It is written. We're in the last days and no one's changing. We're in the last stage of this scene. We're in the last pages of scripture being fulfilled. Worldwide, open your eyes. Time's up. Break your knees, bow down to the ground. It is written, every knee shall bow. Of those on earth, those in heaven, those on earth, and those under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. I bow my knees to the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. Father, in the name of Jesus, grant us according to the wealth of your glory, with power to be strengthened through the Spirit and the inward man, that the Christ might finally settle down in our hearts and feel completely at home through our faith, in love having been firmly rooted and grounded, in order that we may be able to grasp with all the saints what is the breadth and width and height and depth, and to know experientially the love of the Christ which surpasses experiential knowledge, in order that we may be filled up to the measure of all the fullness of you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now to you, the one, the Almighty, my Father, my Abba, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, my God is one, there is no other. Now to you, the one who is able to do beyond all things, super abundantly beyond and over above these things that we are asking for ourselves and considering, in the measure of the power which is operative in us. Will you be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus into all the generations of the ages, of the age of the ages? Amen. Jesus, thank you for your body that was broken and your blood that was shed. By faith today I break this bread. Listen to me, please. Listen to me speak the word of God and feed our spirits. This is life and peace for me. Sit down and eat if you want to eat. R-S-T-A-R-E-E. In all actuality, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. The Bible is his word, is God's word, and it will not return to him void, but will accomplish that which he sent it to do. It will prosper in the thing which he sent it. My Jesus is living and powerful, sharper than any double-edged weapon, piercing the full division of body, soul, and spirit, and he's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of our heart. He's the expression of the Father's character manifesting in the flesh just to condemn it and make us right in the Father's sight legally. Now we can say, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Undeserved, redeemed, precious purchase of Him. You were worth the torture. Jesus was executed by crucifixion. He suffered, excuse me, and He allowed it. He did it for you. He did it for us. Thank you, Jesus. My God is greater, my God is stronger, my God is higher than any other. Whether He is the Lamb who was slain, whether He is my King who conquered the grave. On the third day, He rose from the dead, faithful. Man, because my God is faithful, performing His word which He has spoken. And Jesus did not return to the Father void, but accomplished what He was sent to do, paid in full. Tetelestai, He said on the cross, a Redeemer made sure that we knew that we were His precious purchase. True love, eternally, man, rest, reign, R-E-I-G-N, rest, eternally, intimately, nourished by, rest, eternally, intimately, gracious, given nourishment, gracious nourishment. Thank you, Jesus, for your body.